Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. Germany has a new chancellor. Olaf Scholz was elected this morning by the Bundestag, thus bringing the center-left to power and symbolizing the end of 16 years of Angela Merkel. The Social Democrat Party, which came first in the legislative elections, concluded with a coalition with the Greens and the Liberals of the FDP. Emmanuel Macron recognized the departure of Angela Merkel and tweeted, "Thank you, dear Angela," as he pointed out how the Chancellor helped Europe move forward. As for Olaf Scholz, he is expected Friday in Paris for his first visit as Chancellor. Emmanuel Macron is in Vichy today, within a peculiar context, as Éric Zemmour declared a few weeks ago that Vichy had protected French Jews. The head of state replied today, without being specific, declaring, "Let us be careful not to manipulate history." This afternoon, the head of state will pay tribute to those who were deported. And a person is still missing more than 24 hours after a building collapsed in Sanary-sur-Mer. The explosion was supposedly due to a gas problem. After the discovery of the body of a man yesterday, a second victim, an octogenarian, was found early this morning, and it is his son who is still missing. Five people were also injured. A 22-year-old man was arrested after the murder of his grandmother. The body of the victim was found near Lyon. According to the prosecution, the suspect admitted to having killed his grandmother, but without being able to specify the motive. Cleaned traces of blood were found at the victim's home. And what will the Soccer League Disciplinary Committee decide? It will now look into the incidents of the match between Lyon and Marseille, during which a bottle was thrown at Dimitri Payet. The committee has chosen not to summon the leaders of Marseille, unlike the Lyonnais. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.